And he sobbed again and said, "Mother, my suffering is greater than I can bear. Give me thy forgiveness, and let me go back to the forest." And the beggar woman put her hand on his head and said to him, "Rise." And the leper put his hand on his head and said to him, "Rise also." And he rose up from his feet and looked at them, and lo, they were a king and a queen. And the queen said to him, "This is thy father whom thou hast succored." And the king said, "This is thy mother whose feet thou hast washed with thy tears." And they fell on his neck and kissed him, and brought him into the palace, and clothed him in fair raiment, and set the crown upon his head, and the scepter in his hand. And over the city that stood by the river he ruled, and was its lord. Much justice and mercy did he show to all, and the evil magician he banished. And to the woodcutter and his wife he sent many rich gifts, and to their children he gave high honour. Nor would he suffer any to be cruel to bird or beast, but taught love and loving kindness and charity. And to the poor he gave bread, and to the naked he gave raiment, and there was peace and plenty in the land. Yet ruled he not long, so great had been his suffering, and so bitter the fire of his testing, for after the space of 3 years he died. And he who came after him ruled evilly.